With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. United States Central Command will begin a blockade of all Iranian ports Monday morning, 10 o'clock Eastern Daylight Time, to be enforced impartially against vessels of all nations, although it will allow ships traveling between non-Iranian ports to transit the Strait of Hormuz. In the meantime, the two-week ceasefire remains in doubt. Pakistan, which hosts the talks, says it will seek more dialogue. President Trump, in the meantime, says he believes negotiations are not over with.
In one half of a day, they wouldn't have one bridge standing, they wouldn't have one electric generating plant standing, and they're back in the Stone Ages. I'd rather not do that, but I do believe they're going to come to the table on this, because nobody can be so stupid as to say that we want to have nuclear weapons and they have no cards. They have no cards whatsoever.
U.S. officials blaming Iran's nuclear ambitions for the breakdown in talks, while Iran accuses the U.S. of overreach. California Democratic Representative Eric Swalwell suspending his campaign for California governor after he's been accused of sexual assault. He continues to deny those allegations. Virginia Governor Abigail Spanberger gets fact-checked. Here's correspondent Ken Lorman.
Governor Spanberger has touted major new jobs and investments in her state, but critics quickly pointed out that the deals were negotiated and finalized under her predecessor, Republican Glenn Youngkin. The misstep comes as polling shows declining approval ratings for Spanberger just 90 days into her term.
Spanberger's approval rating 13 points below the average for early term Virginia governors. Voter dissatisfaction for her is rising. This is SRN News. Churches in Great Britain are being targeted. Here's Michael Harrington.
The Countryside Alliance reports there were nearly 4,000 crimes committed against houses of worship in the United Kingdom last year, amounting to an average of 10 per day. Burglary, vandalism, arson, and assault made up the bulk of the crimes, as reported to authorities in England. London was the worst-hit area. The Countryside Alliance says, quote, "We cannot allow this to continue. It is vital that the public keep a watchful eye and report any issues to the police." Michael Harrington reporting.
Education Department terminating Biden-era agreements reached with five school districts and a college aimed at promoting transgenderism. That decision means the Trump administration will no longer play a role in enforcing those agreements, which called for schools to hide students' gender identity from their parents and use preferred pronouns. This is SRN News. Once the Strait of Hormuz is officially open, economist Steve Moore expects gasoline prices will start falling, and he's thankful for President Trump's energy policies.
Do you know what country in the world is producing the most oil and gas today? The United States. I know that surprises people. We're the number one producer. We are also a net exporter of oil and gas. So thank God for drill, baby, drill. Trump has been exactly right. The best way to inoculate ourselves from being dependent on the Middle East.
Moore urges patience as the Iran conflict plays out.
Stay the course, folks. This is painful. I don't like paying $4.25 a gallon at the pump, but it is going to be a temporary situation. And when we come out of this, hopefully we will have a more peaceful, more prosperous world.
Moore was appearing on the Salem Radio Network. More details, srnnews.com.